Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. An interview with Coach Dorrell is underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. The interview is recorded each Monday at noon for Maryville's Hy-Vee. It can be heard on KXCV KRNW beginning at 525 Monday afternoons. And it's also available on demand at kxcv.org. Bearcats coming off a tough loss on Saturday, a loss to Pittsburgh State down at Arrowhead Stadium at the Fall Classic at Arrowhead, a field goal at the end of the ball game to win it for Pittsburgh State. And, Coach, a tough game. They jumped out to an early lead, but you have to hand it to Pittsburgh State. They kept fighting back, got into it, and put together the second half that got them where they had a chance to win it at the end.
Yeah, they did. They did a great job of converting on some third downs late in the game. And, yeah, we did some good things early and didn't maintain it. And, the third quarter really got us. They came right out and scored. And then we threw the interception for a pick six. And, it was basically a 14-point swing in 5 minutes or so. And, we never really recovered from that until the end. But, they did a great job. You got to give them a lot of credit.
Now you got off to a good start in that game, opening up, scoring the first 21 points of the game at halftime up 28-6. And really, at one point, kind of felt good that a couple of drives Pittsburgh State had in the first half, they had to settle for field goals instead of touchdowns there. But, the start of the third quarter was where Pittsburgh State was able to mount that drive to start the third quarter. It was kind of the difference there.
Yeah, it was. We talk about the first quarter or the first drive of the third quarter being the most important drive of a football game, whether we're on offense or defense, and it just kind of sets the tempo, I guess, and mood for the whole second half. And we kick off, and they got a pretty good kick return, and then they proceeded to just march it down the field and score. And like I said, that was very disappointing because it's something we work on a lot and talk about. But it did; it really got them going, and then they turned around, and obviously we threw the interception. So. But the first half holding them to field goals was very important.
I thought the offense looked good in the first half as well.
Yeah, we did. We did some good things. We were executing well. I thought Blake threw the ball really well for being off for 2 weeks, and he did a good job of managing the game for being a guy who hadn't played in 2 weeks. I agree. I thought we did some really good stuff. Unfortunately, we just couldn't maintain it for four quarters.
And there in the first half as well, you took advantage of a turnover that Pittsburgh State gave you, turned that into points. Unfortunately, Pittsburgh State didn't turn it over nearly as much as what they've done in previous games leading up to that.
Right, being an option team like that, you hope to get the ball on the ground a little bit more from them, and they'd been doing that. We just couldn't get them to spit it up on Saturday.
Saw a lot more passing out of Pittsburgh State than perhaps what they've done up to this point.
Yeah, they did. And, obviously our game plan was to get them into those passing situations, and you hope you would, do a little bit better than what we did. It just was disappointing when you're letting them convert on any team, but especially an option team, convert on 3rd and 12, 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13. And then obviously the big pass that they hit up the sideline was very – damaging. We were supposed to be in zone coverage, and the corner wasn't supposed to be pressed. He was supposed to be playing off, and just had a mental lapse, and they made us pay.
Talking with you last week, you felt one of the big keys to the game would be to force Pittsburgh State where they would be in third and long situations, and unfortunately they converted on some of those.
They did. And like I said, that was I felt good about what our defense was doing, getting them into those situations. And like I said, just had a mental lapse there from a guy, and he pressed, and they converted on the fade.
Now, another thing, too, it seemed like it took them a little while, but you look at Pittsburgh State defensive line, they came into the game, I think, leading the conference in quarterback sacks. And as the game went along, it seemed like they were able to get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, they were. Honestly, it was more their linebackers. They were blitzing. Twice they got sacks off blitzes that we can't pick up in our scheme, and we expect our quarterback to understand that and move his feet and get rid of the football, and he didn't. The other time we had a back lined up on the wrong side, he was supposed to be responsible. So I really did think we did a good job of blocking their defensive line, but the push they were getting late in the third and fourth quarter was coming more from blitzes.
And I thought one thing you have to feel good about, after Pittsburgh State came back, took the lead initially in that second half, you're able to get the offense going, come back, and tie things right back up to where your offense was able to answer Pittsburgh State at one point there in the second half.
Yeah, and obviously I think that was a drive that we can learn from and grow from, and obviously the entire experience hopefully you learn and grow from as a team. We need to. I was proud of our kids that came down. I was proud of Trevor from coming into the game. That's hard hard situation to come into cold like that and make a throw. And, you know, but like I've said, we've got a lot of confidence in him, and, you know, he did a really good job.
And you got some other good performance as well. I thought James Franklin stepped up and had a big game for
you
in the backfield.
Yeah, he did. He ran really well. Jordan Simmons ran hard. But, yeah, James, boy, he was breaking some tackles, and he looked really good out in the open there.
What are some of the things that you feel that this team can learn from out of this game on Saturday?
Well, you got to learn how to finish a football game, number one. You know, you try to – it's hard, but, you know, we talked about it all week. Doing your 1-11th and late in that game, we had guys trying to do too much, getting out of position in some coverage things, and it was just, you know, disheartening because we talked a lot about that. So we've got to learn from that. They got to trust us. And, you know, the other thing, we talk about having to swing momentum in big football games when you're playing good teams. You're going to have to swing the momentum at some point, and that takes a total team effort and a lot of will, a lot of fight. And, you know, we didn't do that, and that was disappointing. So hopefully we'll learn from that. We need to because, you know, those things I just talked about, we're going to need them again this Saturday.
How much of a factor, too, was the first four games of the season where you won handily and all four of those were really weren't tested that much, and now you get in a game where a lot's on the line there. Did that play any factor at all with the team?
I think a little bit. I think we got a little bit tight towards the end of the football game. I think we got really tight in the third quarter, and we, you know, instead of expecting good things to happen, we were waiting for bad things to happen to us. And, you know, that just comes with the experience, and that's, you know, that's easy for me to talk about it, but until kids have kind of been through that. But we've had a lot of kids playing that, you know, have never been through that experience before. So, like I said, you know, hopefully we grow from it. But, yeah, I do think it was a factor.
As far as the injury situation, come out of that, just talk a little bit about it's a physical game out there, and just kind of talk about how you came out of that injury.
Yeah, we had it was a very physical game. We had a few guys that, you know, had some head injuries, and they'll be evaluated this week, and we'll look at them and kind of see where it goes from there. But other than that, not, you know, nothing too major.
And as a byproduct of the loss, the winning streak, MIAA winning streak came to a halt at 49 games. Still a heck of a winning streak that a lot of these guys have played an important role in, and you're, as a coaching staff as well, played an important role in. I know it's tough to come out of a game and a loss, but boy, that was a streak that may never be duplicated.
Yeah, you know, like right now, I think, you know, me personally, it's something you haven't set back and thought a lot about, and you probably won't, but I think one of these days in my career I'll turn back and look on that. And you know, just the big thing for me personally is just, you know, you mentioned it, it's just the kids, the faces start rushing through my head of kids that have had a lot to do with that, an integral part of that. And just you know, I'm proud of the fact that I was a part of it, and you know, just we've had great kids along that run that believed in what we were doing. And you know, we won a lot of close games in that run.
Probably a lot of games similar to this,
yeah,
just didn't
exactly
quite get the breaks in.
Exactly.
This
and, you know, the ball bounce is funny, but, you know, it's something I think our administration and this university should be proud of, because that wasn't an easy feat.
And especially when you consider the MIAA is considered one of the top conferences in Division II football.
Yeah, it is, and it's not like we were playing one or two tough games a year and, you know, rolling off eight easy games. That's not the case at all. And, you know, you're playing a Washburn, a Missouri Western, a Pittsburgh State, a Central Missouri State, and UNO. I mean, those were five guys every year that were going to be tough. You know, just they were going to be a good football team every year. And so, it wasn't an easy feat.
And when you look at the conference race for this year, still a lot of football to be played, and the conference title still not out of reach here because there's still some big ball games for a lot of the top teams to play in here.
Absolutely. You know, I think the thing you've got to focus on is you got to do your job and take it 1 week at a time. And, you know, we'll let everybody else worry about everybody else. But, you know, we've got to move on to our next week. And I agree with you, though. There's a lot of football to be played. And we just got to focus on getting better and moving on to Warrensburg.
And that's coming up this Saturday, Central Missouri State, the University of Central Missouri. Still hard to break some old habits
there.
But anyway, the Mules, that's still the same there.
Yeah.
But they're coming on the schedule, and again, they're a team that's have to be very concerned about. A lot of weapons on that team.
Yeah, they're very athletic on both sides of the football. Obviously, you know, they throw it around a lot. They have a lot of good skill kids. They have two running backs that are similar to the two that we have. If they get out in the open, they're gone. Defensively, they're very athletic. They fly around, doing a really good job. You know, they've snagged their stumbled a little bit, I guess, against Missouri Western. Played really good last week, so, you know, it's their homecoming, and they're going to be a great crowd. We've got to be ready to go.
And when you look over at the other side, a lot of familiar faces over there on that coaching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously you got Jim, but, you know, I've played for him. You know, a big one for me is Josh Lamberson. I've got a really good relationship with Josh. He's a good friend of mine, and, you know, he's a heck of a football coach, and even Hank McClure there. You know, offensive line coach. I've known him for years. It was Bostwick's buddy, and Chuck Clemens has been on staff there for a long time. So, yeah, it's always fun to go down there and play those guys.
And it's fun to play in an atmosphere such as that, and such what you have pretty much, you know, every home game here at Bearcat Stadium. But they're developing a pretty good atmosphere where they're getting a lot of people to go to games down there with homecoming. We were talking a little bit earlier that you're kind of expecting maybe about 14,000 or so down there.
Yeah, they're expecting a big crowd, and you know, obviously, that with what they did last year, that's helped propel them. And that's such a big school. You know, you don't realize how many kids go to school there. But, yeah, it's going to be a really good atmosphere, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us. And, you know, I'm hoping our kids will use it as a motivating factor and get ready to go.
When you line up against Central, what do you see as some of the big keys to the matchup on Saturday?
Well, you know, what they're doing on defense, they cause you some problems. From a protection standpoint, we've got to make sure when we throw the football, our guys get their pre-snap key reads. And when they do blitz, we've got to get a body on them, protect our quarterback. Got to find our one-on-one matchups. They're going to give us some of those throughout the day, and we've got to find them pre-snap and get the football off there. I really feel like if we can get Jordan going and James going, that would really, really help us. And then, you know, defensively, they throw a lot of vertical balls. We've got to keep everything inside and in front of us. And, you know, we didn't do that Saturday. And, you know, the team we're playing is a much better passing team than Pitt. So, you know, we got to get our secondary refocused. And they've got to have a good week of practice and just do their job and keep stuff in front of them.
Do you see anything similar about the offense that they run under Jim than what Northwest has been doing through the years? Or things just kind of evolve a little bit?
Yeah, not a lot, really. We don't – no, there's really not much there, to be honest with you. We run the football a lot more and use our quarterback and do a lot more up-tempo stuff. I mean, they're no huddle, but they're not trying to snap the football quick. So, no, not a ton.
And it should be a fun matchup again on Saturday, and one that would be a key to get back on the winning track, hopefully. Though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're looking forward to the challenge, and it'll be a good game for us. And, you know, I'm confident in our guys, and we'll get back and get going.
I know one of the things as far as going back to this past Saturday's game that you really don't have a lot of time to pay attention to, but you look back behind the bench, a good crowd from Northwest showed up at Arrowhead Stadium and really in bigger numbers than what Pittsburgh State did. So you have to feel good about, again, the following that Northwest
Absolutely.
Gets,
so. You know, we really appreciate their support. I haven't seen the final numbers, but I think we almost doubled Pitt in attendance. And, you know, it's just great to see from our people and, you know, the passion that they exert at a game and that they, you know, believe in Bearcat football like we do. It's a lot of fun, and that's, you know, what makes Northwest special. It makes that atmosphere special, and it's great for recruiting.
All right. Well, Adam, again, thanks a lot for being with us.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Again, that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Doral. Again, our interview with Coach Doral recorded Mondays at noon at Maryville's Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, providing groceries, a pharmacy, bakery, and kitchen. Interview again recorded Mondays at noon and playback on KXCV, KRNW beginning at 5:25 Monday afternoon. It's also available on demand at kxcv.org. Our thanks to Coach Doral. I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.